Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One of the great organ riffs of all time, great band Van Halen, bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to not be a new friend, Alan Adamson is here. He's co-founder and managing partner of Metaforce. Alan, tell us about Metaforce.
Metaforce, we try to help, the days of doing everything and doing it averagely are over. So what we try to do is figure out what are the one or two things a company can do really well, and then help them focus, get that done. So It's basically helping them shift their business ahead.
And staying, making sure that they put their core competencies forward first.
Yeah, focus on those.
And let somebody else do the other stuff, right?
Yeah, and, don't do a little bit of a website and a little bit of a this and a little bit of that and do everything that's sort of okay, because The only thing in the word-of-mouth world is if you do everything sort of okay, you're invisible.
So
you have to do one or two things right.
The new book is called Shift Ahead, folks. It's outstanding, by Alan and also Joel Steckel. How the best businesses stay relevant in a fast-changing world. That word relevance is so important, and I want you to dwell on it a little bit, because, you know, the thing that I pointed out to my folks is long before, with customers so empowered these days, long before they even know what your price is, let alone whether you're too high, they've already ruled you in or out based on whether you were relevant to them. What do you think?
Yeah, I think everyone talks about staying close to their customers. You can't read a book, and everyone says they do it, but, most companies, most businesses, they get so wrapped up looking at their screen, sitting in the office. Somebody we interviewed said, you find the office furthest away from the customer. That's where you'll find the head of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best companies never lose the founder's mentality. And we spoke to some folks at Marriott, and the story is about Bill Marriott. Now, Marriott's a big company, but one of the things that they used to say about Bill was his feet never touched the ground. He was never in the office. He was always walking through the hotels.
Right.
Checking the pillows.
Management by walking around, right?
Yeah, exactly. And checking the food. And the best companies today, are fixated. I had a great conversation with the CEO of Delta. And I said, what's on your mind? What keeps you up at night? What's number one on the radar screen? I thought about, he would say, about buying new jets and jet fuel. And he said, my main focus is to make sure every Delta employee is delighted and happy. Because if they're happy and they're energized, they're going to give a great experience. If they're not happy, no matter how nice your plane is, you're not going to have a nice flight. And so, there are many things Delta does right, but a laser focus on keeping their staff healthy.
After a customer has forgotten what they paid for a ticket, they're going to remember a good or a bad experience with an employee.
Right, and things will go wrong. You can't prevent that. And so what you want is your employees to be supercharged up, so when things go wrong, be it a thunderstorm or a flat tire, you have everyone there doing their best to make sure people know you're trying, and they'll forgive you for the thunderstorm, but they won't forgive you for a bad attitude.
It's really hard, though, to get companies out of the competitive model as their lead issue. I mean, as you will agree with me, I'm sure, you still have to be competitive. Nobody's going to pay you too much money. But before they even get to there, how do we get companies to get their head into this concept that people are making a decision about you before they know whether you're competitive or not?
So we've gone back to the future to some extent, the word-of-mouth world. It used to be that we would go to a backyard fence and ask our neighbor, what do they recommend, and we'd listen to that. Then we got into the habit of sitting on our couch and watching some screens. But now it's back to the future. So you don't make any decision without at least looking online to see if you're getting thumbs up or thumbs down. And your reputation is way ahead of the fact. By the time they double-click on you or go to the store and pick you up, you've already won or lost the game.
Now, the world you live in, I'm out here on Main Street. You work with a lot of big companies. Is Wall Street's chair that is their comfy chair. Is Wall Street's comfy chair working at cross purposes to corporates achieving long-term excellence, do you think?
Sometimes, because there's this, you know, quarterly focus on the golden handcuffs. You know, it's very hard to make long-term decisions if you're dependent on Wall Street for your funding. They're looking to, what have you done for me lately? And that's why, to some extent, firms like Amazon and Tesla, you know, have been able to really do different things because the owner, you know, has deep pockets and he doesn't need Wall Street money.
Yeah. Well, do you think Wall Street doesn't pay enough attention to the human side of the marketplace? That's my fear.
Yeah. You know, most of the folks on Wall Street are really good at looking at spreadsheets, and the answer is usually yes or no. But in business, it's a journey, and rarely do you add up numbers and say, "Oh, we should do this." You know, and if you wait for the numbers to be clear, you're also too late, which is another reason companies fail to shift ahead.
Well, and this is what
they want certainty.
In your book, you talk about the fact that there's profit to be made in treating employees and customers right.
Yep. And that's sort of a long-term approach. But, you know, the surprising thing about our research is that when you go through it, there are no magic, all you have to do is wake up, drink your orange juice, and go for a run, and you'll be successful. Typically it's preventing all the simple things that you know you shouldn't do from taking over inertia.
Alan, I got to go for this hour. I got to wrap it up for our visit this time. Will you come back?
I'd love to. It's a delight talking to you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's been fun having you here. We'll get you back again real soon. Alan Adamson, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Shift Ahead, and I encourage you to check it out on Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.